This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio here, the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves as we launch into the second hour of the live Saturday edition is 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Our Discord on-air call-in line rooms and our Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. Over 660 of our listeners have jumped over into the Discord at some point within the last few months, and at least half of them have been back within the last, I think, 7 days. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody who's participating over there. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. Coming up, senior citizens apparently are also suffering from bullying from other senior citizens. So you thought people grew out of it after middle school? Nope. We'll tell you about that coming up here. Also, the North Korean situation is getting a little bit better already, apparently. Now, we, of course, talked recently about the historic moves towards ending the Korean War, which, of course, for those who've been keeping track, has still been going on, technically, even though there's not, you know, bombs and bullets flying across the border there. They were still in a state of technical war. They had never, you know, ended that back
an armistice
in the 50s. Yeah.
Truce.
And, you know, a very unstable truce. You had...
It wasn't pretty, that demilitarized zone, and some people have been killed along there, some soldiers.
Over the years, yeah, that's true. And, of course, all the propaganda that's being blasted on both sides, that's been stopped. The loudspeakers that were pointed in either direction, both south and north, so speakers in the north pointed to the south, speakers in the south pointed to the north, they've been shut down.
And they were playing all sorts of propaganda.
Right.
And then
K-pop in the case of South Korea.
K-pop is an act of war.
I happen to like some K-pop. But anyway, it...
Did you like NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys too?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I don't like the boy K-pop that much. But anyway...
Oh, I know what you like.
Yeah. So, anyway, they've shut down the propaganda, the speakers from both sides on what I would consider to be a, you know, positive development. Of course, Kim Jong-un, the so-called supreme leader in North Korea, met with the president of South Korea, and they crossed the border together, which made Kim Jong-un the first person to knowingly cross the North Korean border and not get arrested for it. So, you know, that's good. The symbolism has been very, very good so far. There have been multiple indicators that this is something that they're taking seriously, that maybe this time around Kim Jong-un is actually seriously going to look at nuclear disarmament, because previously North Korea has talked a game about disarming, but they've never actually followed through on their promises. And so here's the next big promise, and that is that North Korea is saying they're going to publicly, this from RT.com, close nuclear tests, a nuclear test site on May 23rd through the 25th. They've invited journalists along to watch it happen. Pyongyang has invited foreign journalists, including those from the United States, to cover the event. It will involve collapsing all tunnels with explosions and blocking their entrances. All observation facilities, research buildings, and security posts will be removed, according to the Korean National State Press.
It's amazing. It's really great news.
Yeah. So, and this is in advance of the meeting, the expected summit with Donald Trump, which has now been announced for June 12th in Singapore.
I gotta say, I mean, like, I'm no Trump fan. I did not vote for Trump, but
me neither.
If his tweets brought this about in any way, shape, or form,
the tough talking tweets.
Yeah, he did more, you know, to earn the Nobel Peace Prize than Barack Obama did.
Yeah, that's not to say that either Obama or Trump should get a peace prize.
Nobody who's ever fired a cruise missile or is responsible for firing a cruise missile ever get a peace prize.
And Trump and Obama have both fired plenty of missiles and killed innocent people. So, yeah, I agree with you. They should not get peace prizes. But your point is, Obama did get one. So despite all the murder that went on underneath Barack Obama, he received a peace prize.
Right.
So your point being that, if they're going to give Obama a peace prize, then arguably Trump's done more for peace than Obama did. with this.
As far as I'm concerned, any leader of any nation or group that's responsible for killing is responsible for that killing.
Yeah, they're disqualified from
the idea that we live in a world where they give, and they have given multiple occasions, peace prizes to people in those positions just shows how far from peace we are.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. So they're saying they're going to shut this down May 23rd through the 25th. So we're talking about, 10 days from now, basically, 2 weeks. They're going to be shuttering this North Korean test site. So that's great news, and it's on just a growing pile of good news coming out of North Korea. Very unexpected, very positive developments.
Yeah, that's not...
And they released the prisoners, too, this week, the American prisoners. They released the three that the Americans had requested that they release. They're back home.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's really good news.
Yeah.
So,
and they're not, like, gaunt, and they don't look, like, horribly worked to death.
Can't wait to hear their stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, obviously, just because they're shut down one of these sites doesn't mean that they've gotten rid of all their nuclear bombs or anything.
It's symbolic.
Yeah, it's a start.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see the DMZ shut down like this, too.
I hope so. It'll be wonderful. Let's go to John in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. You're on the air.
Hey, so, yes. So I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on two topics. First, about Iran and Israel. I think it was like 3 days ago that they started shooting missiles at each other. So I just want to see what you guys think about that. And also, what are your thoughts on North Korea? You know, like, obviously, they let go of those prisoners. They're trying to make peace with the South. And, like, all these things are happening, like, back-to-back. So do you think it's kind of suspicious? Like, are they up to something? You know,
who's
like,
they?
What exactly are they trying to
do? North Koreans.
North Korea.
Okay. I am not suspicious. I think that China wants a better negotiating stance with Donald Trump. That's why Kim Jong Un was called to China to bring him into line on this issue, and that's why we see what we see going on. Kim Jong Un has made advances his entire short career in allowing the marketplace and that sort of thing in North Korea. It's not like they're huge advances, but they're certainly more than his father's grandfather did. So
yep, that's true.
I'm not suspicious about this. That doesn't make me right. It just makes me not suspicious.
Right.
Iran and Israel, these two have been at it for a very long time. Israel feels emboldened and Iran feels beset. So that, too, does not surprise me.
I'm interested. I find Kim Jong-un to be an interesting character because, he's inherited this just absolute mess.
He's a little prince, though.
Of a country. Yeah, I mean, he's very well fed, was taken well care of when he was being raised. But ultimately, he's not really, like, the ideal successor. I was reading the book Dear Reader, which is excellent, by the way, by Michael Malice. It's an autobiography, basically, of Kim Jong-il, his father. Not actually written by him, but it's presented as though it were written by himself. And it's just absolutely fascinating. I think it was his first child. He's got three sons, and his first one was, like, out of wedlock or, with somebody he wasn't supposed to be having babies with, and so that one couldn't really inherit the throne, so to speak. And I forget what the reason the second one couldn't. So basically Kim Jong-un was, like, last in line for this, and he was raised, of course, with the knowledge outside. He went to school outside of North Korea, which is unusual.
Switzerland, right?
Somewhere in Europe. And so he's had a different experience than a lot of North Koreans, a different experience than even his own father did as far as information he's been able to take in. And, of course, if he's in his 30s now, that means that he was cognizant enough in the 1990s during the time of the famine. So, I mean, he went through to some extent. I mean, obviously, he was eating since he was part of, essentially the royalty there. But maybe
Was he traveling around, though?
Yeah, maybe they weren't able to shield from him the reality of what was going on in the streets. I imagine they tried to do that, but who knows? So who knows what his actual opinions are? If you inherit North Korea, you got to remember you're inheriting all of the Communist Party and all of the apparatus that comes along with that, and he's got certain appearances to keep up, or else they might hang him. So I imagine he has to tread fairly carefully. If he is indeed a reformer, of North Korea. He has to tread very carefully, and so I'm interested to see how all this plays out. John, I know you had another question about Iran, so stand by. We can bring you back here for that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And I think that a lot of credit should go to Dennis Rodman for all this. It's Free Talk Live.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We will allow you to call in and talk about anything. You can do that. Or just sit back and enjoy as we tell you about the things that we think are interesting. Coming up, we got bullying in senior homes, in nursing homes. Apparently it's still a thing, even at old age. That's on the way. Plus, we're talking about North Korea right now. And unfortunately, the gentleman who had a question about Iran just dropped off the line. But I think we should still answer his question if you have any opinions about the Iran, was it Israel conflict? There's been some bombs flying around,
yep.
I think. My opinion is I'm against bombs. I'm against bombings.
I
don't really follow all the ins and outs of all the international intrigue when it comes to which country's bombing which country at the moment. I just don't. I don't know if that makes me a bad talk show host, but as long as they're not falling around me, then I'm not that concerned. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I've been traveling and hadn't heard about this right off the bat.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing that I try to keep up on.
You do follow these things,
but there's not. It's not a. everybody wants to pick sides in these things, and
Will Coley told me this week it was World War III.
It could be.
So I don't know. I mean, everybody's got an opinion about it. But my opinion is I don't support bombings. So there you go. Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. I think that if, we didn't have the U.S. government going around and meddling in other countries' businesses, there probably would be less conflict in the world. I mean, you could argue that World War I would not have gone on for as long were it not for the United States getting involved. You could argue that World War II would never have happened if the United States hadn't gotten involved in World War I.
I don't know that World War
How would the Korean War played out if the U.S. hadn't been involved in that?
I would say that U.S.'s involvement in World War I created a cascade of effects that caused lots and lots of problems, including their intervention in Russia, probably leading to the Soviet Union.
That's because violence has unintended consequences when you use the aggressive force against people and places.
It's true, but I mean, like, I think they got in for the very best reasons, but it good reasons, good intentions.
The road hell's paved with good intentions.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, and beyond that, the American people didn't want the United States to get involved, right? Didn't they elect Woodrow Wilson on campaign promises to stay out of World War I?
Sure. There were certainly plenty of American people that did want the U.S. involved in World War I, but probably
he was elected on that message, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's
so that suggests that the anti-war sentiment was fairly, common.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep our kids out of this. I wouldn't want my son or daughter, I guess now, but my son back then, going off and dying for some world leader, for some conflict halfway across the globe. It's ridiculous. And that wasn't the intention behind the founding fathers in the United States, who specifically wrote the Constitution to forbid a standing army.
They didn't specifically write the Constitution to forbid a standing army. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yes, they did, because it wasn't supposed to be standing. It could be formed.
Well, the Federalist Papers, by Hamilton and Jay and these sorts of things, were very clear that they did want a standing army, and the Constitution sprang from the Federalist Papers. So it was a compromise that the army needed to be funded every 2 years in order to keep it operational, and that the Navy would be started and ongoing, in comparison, but
so what you're saying is some of them wanted it, but others didn't.
Yeah,
right. And ultimately, the idea of not having a standing army
and governments
prevailed.
Grow.
Yeah, it prevailed, and then they just decided to go ahead and have a standing army anyway by continuing to fund it. So there was a loophole in there to allow it to happen. And not to say they need loopholes, they'll just do whatever it is they want to do. So, the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. The Skype username is lrn.fm. But we're definitely going to keep an eye on what happens with North Korea here, because we've, on Free Talk Live, been reporting on North Korea for many years here on this program, just because it's fascinating. I mean, it's a fascinating and like a train wreck kind of way, because ultimately you are talking about people's lives here. There are people who are, in prison camps in North Korea that are being fed 30 grains of rice or of corn.
You know what they're told on North Korean propaganda TV? The United States is the largest incarcerator of people on the planet.
That's true.
By a long stretch.
That's absolutely true.
Right. So the thing is that it's interesting to sit from the United States in the seat of prosperity and look at the strange jumble of weirdness that is North Korea. But at the same time, their propaganda TV has some interesting critiques of the United States and its problems. And I'm sure that plenty of people around the world look at what's going on in the U.S. and say, it's fascinating to watch these people put up with this weirdo.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm not trying to act as though there aren't problems in the United States prison system. There definitely are, and we've pointed out many of the corrupt cop stories. We were talking about the Innocence Project, I think it was earlier this week, which, of course, is an organization that our co-host Daryl Perry is raising money for to help them get more people vindicated and exonerated from false charges that they've been convicted of and have been sent to prison for. So that happens here, and you know it happens in North Korea. It's just that probably a lot of the prison conditions in the United States are, even though they're imprisoning more people and enslaving them, they're probably a little bit better. You know, like you're probably eating better than 30 kernels of corn every day or something like that in an American prison.
Indeed.
That's all I'm saying.
But, well, I just went through the Eastern State Penitentiary yesterday, and this is the Quaker model of prisons that was developed in the early 1800s. It was opened in 1829.
What is this?
This is in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And,
Quaker prison.
Well, the Quakers were very successful in Pennsylvania and basically ran the government. They needed to come up with something to deal with antisocial people.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you just can't ignore it.
No, you can't.
You know?
They will not be ignored.
They will not be ignored, so you have to come up with something. Their idea was, well, we like sitting in silence because we're Quakers. I got an idea. Let's create a place where we keep people in isolation for a period of months and don't let them speak. They had a lot of cases of insanity.
Yeah, that's generally considered torture.
No, right? It is now, but at the time it was progressive.
Right.
You know, no stocks, no pillory, right? No torture, public hangings.
It is important to look at history like that in perspective. And looking at that, you know, from their perspective, it was progressive in the same way that the Muslims were progressive for their time as far as how women were treated. So even though, you know, some people will look back and say, well, you know, Muslims treat women bad. Well, at that time, it was actually moving the ball forward.
Let's move the ball forward a little more, shall we?
Female treatment.
I think that we'll look at the way that prisons are done today and really wonder. One thing I was struck by at this display was the amount of people that were in prison in 1970 versus today for victimless crimes. It was probably 8 or 9 times as many people in U.S. prisons for victimless crimes now as then.
Yeah.
But the number of people in for, violent crimes, that was about the same as a percentage of the population.
Okay. So there's way more people in prison because of victimless crimes.
Right. Like we have, you know, just the United States incarcerates people for victimless crimes. And that needs to stop. They're not a danger to their community. That's what a prison should be used for, is to separate somebody who is
a
psychopath.
Yeah.
Right?
Jeffrey Dahmers, those people.
Even thieves should probably be locked up with ankle bracelets in their own homes. Let them pay for the power.
There's more on the way here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk about bullying, actually, surprisingly, being found in nursing homes. With you in the studio tonight, though, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you are a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you ought to go over to liberty.menu, where you can list your business or businesses or your digital content that you create, or maybe even events that you're involved in promoting. You can list all of those things and more over at liberty.menu, and then other liberty-minded folks are going to see it when they go and browse the site. So it might bring you new business from people that didn't know that you were a freedom-loving person. Go to liberty.menu. It's super easy to use. There's also a bit of a social networking aspect. Of course, you can rate and review the businesses that you have done business with over at liberty.menu. Once again, that's liberty.menu. And did I mention it's free? Because it is. So really, there's no reason not to go there.
Great service.
And put your stuff up there on liberty.menu. You know, I was just looking a little bit further here, you know, what other stories are in the news about North Korea, and there's an interesting piece out of the New York Times entitled South Korea Hands Kim Jong-un a Path to Prosperity on a USB Drive. In Seoul, South Korea, for years, Kim Jong-un, North Korea's leader, has been cracking down on USB flash drives that activists smuggle into his isolated country to poison his people's minds with outside influences like South Korean K-pop music. Remember reading an interview with a young lady who had escaped from North Korea, which is, by the way, a very risky thing to do, because if you escape, then you still have family in North Korea, and in a lot of cases they'll go ahead and put them in a prison camp. So there's a real deterrent to people escaping sort of on their lonesome. But she managed to get out, and she cited these flash drives as her eye-opener, because people have been smuggling these drives into to North Korea with television shows, movies from South Korea and Hollywood on them, music, of course. And she was surprised to see women in these shows wearing things that were she couldn't have even, like, fathomed, right? Like, she'd never seen blue jeans.
Yeah, non-traditional dress. Yeah.
Right? Blue jeans, forbidden for people to wear that in North Korea. You can only have hairstyles that are approved by the North Korean government. So, I mean, the idea that you could express yourself in these ways was a real eye-opener for her. It didn't have anything to do with the ideas of democracy or anything like that. It was just, my God, people can do this?
People like the trappings of freedom more than they like, you know, freedom. Honestly, it's the stuff that freedom brings that they want.
The comfort.
Yeah.
And all that. Last month, when he met with the South's president, Moon Jae-in, Mr. Moon handed Kim Jong-un a USB flash drive that contained quite a different message. In charts and video clips, Mr. Moon's memory stick laid out a, quote, new economic map for the Korean Peninsula, unquote, including new railways and power plants for the impoverished North, should Mr. Kim abandon his nuclear weapons, according to South Korean officials. Mr. Moon based his sales pitch on the belief that Mr. Kim wants to become the North Korean equivalent of Deng Xiaoping, who oversaw the economic liberalization of China. In this view, Mr. Kim may be willing to transform his pariah state by trading in his nuclear arsenal for diplomatic and economic incentives that he needs to achieve prosperity. I mean, this would be one of the smartest things that he could possibly do.
Yep.
If he can end whatever overt one-upsmanship and verbal conflict with the United States and South
Japan.
Korea and Japan that they've been having for the last five, six, seven decades or whatever, if he can end that and actually open up trade with these places and also have some liberalization of being able to, like, I don't know, own property or whatever, that might be too much to ask, but, you know, in North Korea, having more ability to create without having to ask the government's permission, because as you pointed out, he has allowed for markets to operate.
Right.
That's only unofficially by looking the other way. So, you know, the sort of the unofficial tactic in the government is to ignore the black markets that are going on, because that's what's getting people fed. So they understand it. That he seems to have some understanding of that, even though it hasn't officially become policy. But to end having the United States as an enemy and bring them into being able to trade with North Korea would open up such a wide variety of economic opportunity for the people in North Korea. It would be just unfathomably good, I think, for that to happen.
Yeah, it's the trick is always going from some type of tyranny to some type of freedom. How do you do it without creating this kind of chaos? We can see what happened in Russia, and it wasn't great.
After the fall of the Soviet Union?
Right. It was, you know,
where people didn't know what to do when they were, like, walking into a McDonald's. They had no idea what ordering off of a menu basically was.
Sure. And basically gangsters took over, calling, you know, they become called oligarchs now. But, I mean, you know, What is the government except a gang that flies a flag out in front of its building?
Yeah.
But, you know, different gangsters took over, and people didn't know what to expect and didn't like it. And I think that some orderly progression's always great. But the problem with these orderly progressions is everybody who's administering this orderly progression still wants to keep their power in the process.
Yeah, that's a tricky balance.
It's a very tricky balance. Yes, yes, it is.
It is a premise that will be tested when President Trump meets with Mr. Kim in a few weeks, when Mr. Moon met with Kim on the inter-Korean border on April 27th to help set up the North Korea-United States summit meeting. He handed over the USB drive to illustrate what benefits await Mr. Kim should he denuclearize. Quote, Kim Jong-un's desire to develop his country's economy is as strong as and ever stronger than his desire for nuclear weapons, said Lee Jong-suk, a former unification minister of South Korea. He continued saying, quote, but he knows he cannot achieve the kind of rapid economic growth in China that he envisions for his country while keeping his nuclear weapons because of the sanctions, unquote. skeptics doubt Mr. Kim's xenophobic regime will ever surrender.
You can't eat a nuclear missile, right?
And yeah.
They're not particularly useful in that respect. But I can see why some tin-pot dictator someplace is going to want one, if only to keep themselves from being invaded by a coalition of independent democratic states.
Absolutely. But since the inter-Korean summit meeting, many South Koreans have started to believe that Mr. Kim is a trustworthy reformer. According to recent surveys, a number...
Except for his uncle, he blew up with some kind of anti-aircraft missile.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, it's, I'm sure to some extent, the party that he's having to deal with there and acting like he's, you know, more like his father than maybe he really... I don't know. I mean, who is this guy really? It's hard to really get any kind of... You know, you can't put your thumb on him, basically.
Yeah, it's not like he's doing a lot of interviews.
Right.
I think that the only person to ask is Dennis Rodman.
Indeed. A growing number of South Korean analysts have also begun arguing that Mr. Kim wants to follow the model of the South's own past military dictators who focused on economic prosperity, or that Mr. Kim has convinced himself from China's experience that he can pursue economic growth while maintaining one-party rule. Such a theory was much harder to sell just months ago when the 34-year-old North Korean leader was more often depicted as a bloodthirsty dictator and nuclear provocateur. Since taking power in 2011, Kim has executed scores of top officials, including his own uncle. He has also tested a hydrogen bomb and long-range missiles.
It's hard for me to feel too bad when politicians get executed by other politicians.
Right, yeah, he was a party internal guy. He wasn't just his uncle.
Yeah.
Claiming that he could hit the mainland United States with nuclear warheads. Vilified as he was, however, Mr. Kim has also shown signs of being a reformer, granting farms and factories more autonomy, allowing more markets to open, and setting off a building boom in his showcase capital, Pyongyang. He exhorts his country to follow, quote, international development trends and global standards, and even admits to failing to deliver on his promise that his long-suffering people would, quote, no longer have to tighten their belts, unquote. Quote, my desires were burning all the time, but I spent the past year feeling anxious and remorseful for my lack of abilities, said Kim in a nationally broadcast speech last year. A startling admission for a member of the family that has ruled North Korea with the help of a personality cult since its founding in 1948. And that's really an important point to make. These men have been positioned as gods by themselves to the North Korean people for generations now.
Yeah, basically no one's alive that was adult enough to remember before these guys came to power.
Correct. And they were... Kim Jong-il worshipped his father as basically a god and helped promulgate the idea that he was this long-time, forever president. He still... post, you know, his death many years ago, the Kim Il-sung is his name, I believe, he's still considered to be the president. The people are still forced to, you know, salute at his statues or bow to them and all that. So the fact that Kim could admit his faults publicly is pretty unusual.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so feel free to Skype in to join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. And there's our Discord on air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there if you got comments. We're talking about North Korea coming up, bullying in... And nursing homes? Apparently that's a thing? Believe it or not. Zencash, by the way, is a cryptocurrency worth looking at. If you care about privacy, you need to be looking at Zencash. There are options out there in the world of private cryptocurrencies. Zencash is one of the most exciting ones. They've got the zero-knowledge anonymity style privacy, which is pretty cool stuff. It's some of the best technology out there. They've also got the voluntarist founding, meaning that people who love liberty were involved in the founding of Zencash. And you can see it for yourself by reading their white paper, which actually mentions voluntarism in their white paper at zencash.com. So everybody's got an equal opportunity to participate in the decision-making with Zencash, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. It's worth taking a look at. It's one of the newer cryptocurrencies on the scene, having started in just 2017. So go and do your due diligence and learn about Zencash at zencash.com. That's Zen with a Z, Zencash.com. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight sharing a story on Kim Jong-un, kind of at, as they describe him here, at a crossroads, you know, with making some very big moves internationally that could result, if he does honor what he says that he's going to do, which is he's apparently talked in meetings about denuclearizing the entire Korean Peninsula and being a part of that. So if he moves in that direction, it could mean major economic prosperity for North Korea. And, you know, increased economic prosperity, of course, is also going to mean, you know, increased internet access and all kinds of other things for the Korean people, which is a major paradigm shift for a lot of those folks. How many of the Korean people, the North Korean people specifically, are aware of what goes on in the rest of the world? I mean, there are, we know the flash drives have been being smuggled in there, but what kind of penetration have they had? There's no way to study that kind of thing.
No, there's no way to know.
Because you don't want to go around telling your neighbors that you've got a flash drive.
But your neighbors may have them, too.
That your neighbors may have them, but it's like you go and tell the wrong person, and then they go and they tell the police.
You're in a hard labor camp.
Yeah, and you go to prison. So
the police have the hard drives, too.
Probably something.
Just like it's just like policing in America and the Western worlds. You know, drugs are illegal.
They're selling pot.
Police do drugs.
Exactly. So Kim Jong-un, he admitted in a speech that, quote, "My desires were burning all the time, but I spent the past year feeling anxious and remorseful for the lack of my ability." As they point out here, a startling admission because he was not able to, you know, be the magic supreme leader who can lead all of his people to prosperity by telling everybody what to do. It's never worked. Central control has never worked. Communism should have proven that enough times, but people still haven't learned the lesson where a central committee of bureaucrats cannot decide how an economy is supposed to work. It just doesn't work from the top down.
No, it doesn't.
And for him to actually admit that publicly is an unusual step for somebody in his position, which up until him has basically been vaunted as gods.
They've all made it. All these, you know, communist regimes have all had to admit that it just doesn't work.
Well, I mean, whether they've admitted that during their tenure is another question, right? Maybe, you know.
I mean, Gorbachev had to do it.
Did he?
Well, I mean, not verbatim or anything like that, but he, you know. Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union an evil empire, and Gorbachev is still at the table with him. It says something.
Nowhere is Kim's dilemma better seen than in his policy of Byung-jin, or parallel advance, which seeks a nuclear arsenal and economic development simultaneously. Under that policy, Mr. Kim has rapidly developed his country's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs, arguing that a nuclear deterrent would make his country feel secure enough to focus on rebuilding the economy. But the world has responded by imposing crippling sanctions. And that should be evidence there that prohibiting trade kills your economy, right? Because that's what sanctions do. They prohibit anybody from being able to do any kind of business with people in North Korea. And if all you have is what's going on within your borders, then you're crippled.
Yeah,
economically.
Absolutely.
And that's why people should not allow the same kind of behavior in the United States. When Trump's talking about protectionist policies here, that's moving in the direction of North Korea.
The first thing anybody should ever think that thinks about a protectionist policy, wherever it might be, is that free trade benefits the geographic area, the geopolitical designation that we're talking about, the country that we're talking about. Free trade benefits you even if the people with whom you're trading are not trading freely.
Yes.
Even if, I mean, how is the United States getting skinned by China? Explain exactly that to me. I mean, certainly China's, you know, on the rise and on the world stage, but that doesn't affect the United States, in which things have gotten better all the time.
Yeah. Well, if everybody's economically advancing, then all the boats are rising.
Right. You can say things like, well, you know, in my particular area, my business makes toasters in the United States, so we don't want toasters brought into the United States, so we want to keep it out. And then, yes.
It's so short-sighted to do that.
Well, absolutely.
You're ignoring the fact that
it's not short-sighted. It's evil.
Sure.
I mean,
it's
end
selfish.
Of story.
Yeah. Let's go to Dan. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey there.
Always enjoy your show.
Thanks.
You know, I'm listening to a lot of the conversation about North Korea, and even listening to you guys tonight about your free trade and stuff, which I totally agree with. Mm-hmm. But I think from a cultural standpoint, and I say this with firsthand knowledge of being in China, at least probably, I'd say, over 10 times an assistant in smuggling people out of North Korea.
Really?
We don't have a concept. We when I hear terms like, oh, it's a communist regime, and it's just, it is not that. He has presented himself and has made, and his father did as well. He is a deity.
Kim Jong-un?
Yes, that is how he is presented to his people.
Yeah, but people are starting to see through that with him, right? Because he's not.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, that's what I mean by culturally. When you started out as a four-year-old child and you were taught that this person was a deity, it just doesn't fall away because you've got access to the internet.
Sure.
You know,
they don't have access to the internet.
It doesn't work that way. And honestly, from my point of view, I'm wondering how he's even going to be able to, you know, to pull it off. I know the Chinese have supported him and propped him up for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, but it's just amazing how when I listen to the radio shows and everything that there, I don't think there's any place other than some Old Testament stuff, you know, like the old pharaohs or something that even compared to what him and his father. And they did it methodically. They did it through media, through every available source to them. You know, and if you've ever talked to someone from North Korea, they can, like, you know, when you hear these stories about, yes, he tried golf one time, he made a hole in one, and that was it. That's not a joke there. That is what a lot of the population actually believe that he is.
Well, they've been trained. You're right. They've been trained to believe those things about the, you know, the family. But it seems like, you know, again, I'm on the outside, so I only go from what I can hear from the people who've escaped or whatever. It seems like the mythology of the Kims has weakened with Kim Jong-un because he was not, you know, exactly the chosen boy, right? Like, he was sort of the last in line, but ultimately somebody had to take his father's position. He wasn't, the people of that, of North Korea weren't really raised as much to treat him as a god as they were with Kim Jong-il's father, Kim Il-sung.
Yeah.
Right, so it's Kim Il-sung, yeah, who's the godliest of the gods, and then Kim Jong-il is still pretty godly, and now Kim Jong-un.
We're only at the third tier of heaven now.
Yeah, not quite so much.
Right.
And now I'm interested in hearing about you helping North Korean people escape. You were doing that in China. Tell me more about that if you can.
It's one of those things where it's like the Underground Railroad was here in America during the Civil War, and
right.
it is very dangerous to participate in it. And I have several members of our team that have, you know, literally been arrested by, because the Chinese don't like it anymore. I mean, if you got caught in the North Korean, you probably wouldn't come back.
Right.
So it's a network of individuals that come together, and it's mostly the North Koreans that get them to the border. And then, you know, it's basically our job to get them somehow through China, possibly into Nepal or another area, because you can't.
I've got more questions. I don't know if you've got time to answer them, Dan. I mean, it's a fascinating world. If you can stick with us, we'd love to have you. Up to you. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.